Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Matt, and this is the prayer meeting installment for Wednesday, August 19. Glad that you have set the time aside to pray. Before we pray, there's a few things that I'd like us to consider together, and to do that, we would need a number of things. Number one is the Bible. Hopefully, you have that nearby. Number two would be the prayer guide that's available online, can be downloaded from the website. Hopefully, easily, perhaps printed out, and if so, that would be in hand with your Bible. I would recommend a pen or a pencil there as well, because there are blanks intentionally to be filled in by you for your time in prayer together this evening. And then in my hand, I have the autobiography of George Mueller. And he was a Christian evangelist and one who had a rather remarkable ministry in Bristol, England in the 1800s, and certainly had a very remarkable prayer life from which I think believers can benefit. Certainly I have. I would hope that perhaps you would be able to as well. So what I'd like to do is go to the Bible and then go to an excerpt from the autobiography of George Mueller as we consider our own prayer lives going forward and our prayer time together this evening. So in the Bible, I'd like to go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, specifically verses 16 and 17. So let me read. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. One good work that we are to be engaged in is prayer. And so it fits that the Word of God would be instructive as to how we pray, when we pray, to the content of our prayers. If and when we are praying apart from meditation on the Word of God, I think it's fair to expect that our prayers might be lacking somewhat. So though this is the prayer meeting and not expressly a Bible study, it's very difficult to differentiate these things entirely from one another. So to the end that we are faithful in prayer and that our prayers are profitable, I would encourage you ever, always, certainly tonight, to do that reflection on Scripture, which is breathed out by God. This is the breath of God. This is reviving to the heart. This is life-giving. And I know that sometimes prayers can be dead, leaden. And so if, in fact, all Scripture is breathed out by God, and when we meditate on Scripture, we are breathed into by God, we will find ourselves made more lively. I think that holds, don't you? In your experience, has that held? Presuming that you have done this at least once before in your life? And if not, let this be your experiment, and let's see if it holds tonight. So now I'm going to read from George Mueller's autobiography as we prepare ourselves to pray here this evening. Now his prayer was taking place, or at least the prayer that he's referring to here, in the morning. And he writes this: "Formerly when I rose, I began to pray as soon as possible. But I often spent a quarter of an hour to an hour on my knees struggling to pray while my mind wandered. Well, now I rarely have this problem, as my heart is nourished by the truth of the Word. I am brought into true fellowship with God. I speak to my Father and to my friend, although I am unworthy, about the things that He has brought before me in His precious Word." And I'm going to continue, moving on a little further. "When we pray, we speak to God. This exercise of the soul can be best performed after the inner man has been nourished by meditation on the Word of God. Through His Word, our Father speaks to us, encourages us, comforts us, instructs us, humbles us, and reproves us. We may profitably meditate with God's blessing, although we are spiritually weak. The weaker we are, the more meditation we need to strengthen our inner man. Meditation on God's Word has given me the help and strength to pass peacefully through the deep trials. What a difference there is when the soul is refreshed in fellowship with God early in the morning. Without spiritual preparation, the service, the trials, and the temptations of the day can be overwhelming." I'll stop there. And granted, we're praying here in the evening. But whether it's morning or evening, we can be refreshed in our souls in fellowship with God. That is a fact. So as we anticipate this time of prayer, may we anticipate it with a longing even for refreshment while we are doing this work that we are prepared to do and equipped to do by God Himself and through His Word. It's a really remarkable, life-giving dynamic. And in prayer, we are able to pour ourselves out on behalf of others, which is, well, I will say from personal experience, and I think it's backed by God's Word, which is a rather satisfying thing, to know that we can be of service not only to God, but also to others to whom we are responsible and whom we love, even in our weakness. So let's go ahead and pray. Take a look at that prayer guide before we do. And I'd like you to strategize. You know how much time you are able to give to this. My own experience is that this takes generally about an hour. If there are more people involved, sometimes that prayer guide, which is the bare minimum of things we think need to be prayed for, we as a church need to be praying for at this time. When there are two people praying together, I think it still takes about an hour if everybody is praying back and forth, back and forth. But if there are more, as when we are back together having the prayer meeting as we're accustomed to, we'll often take that prayer guide and we'll divide it into its very obvious sections and then assign those sections out to those who are gathered around in prayer. So at that point, the time sometimes goes down a bit because only one or two sections fall to each person. And therefore, we as a church are able to cover that basic base that we have committed to cover as a church in prayer. And because it is spread out, I don't know that the work would be considered lighter, but it certainly takes perhaps less time. So maybe this is an encouragement to you. If an hour seems daunting for one or for two of you, maybe to find a way to safely reach out and couple with another one or another two or another three or four. And I wouldn't say this to get out of the privilege and the duty and the work of prayer, but rather to make use of the resource that is the church, which is many of us. And for many of us to be able to then focus here and there on prayer, I think might be as good a work done, if not a better one, than one of us trying and maybe even accomplishing a thorough praying through of this whole list. So what I'm trying to do is put a spectrum out there of ways that we together can be about the work of prayer as Christians and as the church. I am not putting forward, I hope, one way as preferable or better. The beauty is that even if it's just one, and you are praying to God, well, it isn't just one, it's two. So may there be a time of refreshing here for us as we pray. May there be in the Spirit a time of fellowship here also as we pray. And may our prayers be heard by God, and as He hears them, may there be new life. Pray with me.